Joining us for the show, a Christmas perennial favorite.
Yay, I know, because he does a good job with Christmas music.
He does. Mr. Andrew Schwab of Project 86. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Feel free to talk about me like I'm not even here.
Again, with all the love, Andrew, for Christmas, come on.
Andrew,
all introductions must be done
as if you were not actually there.
I guess I didn't even realize, or must have been from the last time we were talking, I didn't know you were planning on doing a new Christmas song this year. Was it just like a last-minute thing, or were you planning on it all along?
We actually funded it through our music campaign. In the early part of the fall.
So we
didn't plan it super far out. I think we hit the goal about 6 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about the song, let's go ahead and ask it.
For Run, Rudolph, Run.
Why did you pick Run, Rudolph, Run?
You know, to be honest, it's really hard to find a good Christmas song that fits, at least for like a heavier band or a rock band. So I had never really heard that song before. I know it's on Home Alone. I remember it from that movie, but I haven't seen that movie in a while. So, you know, we were scouring the earth for a song to cover. We've already done a bunch of Christmas music, so it's even harder to find something we haven't done that we like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That we don't have to completely rewrite. And when we heard that, you know, it was kind of announced, oh yeah, we could do a cool version of this.
So. Right on. Now, Andrew, I will tell you that I recently rewatched Home Alone. And
like, you've had a renaissance with that movie or something.
I'm telling you, like, if you go back to our SoundCloud page, or I could email it to you, I had a real moment with Home Alone a couple weeks ago where I finally understood the movie.
Yeah.
I finally got it.
So he did this whole big thing, and I didn't think you would, because right when Run, Rudolph, Run came out, you needed to ask Andrew if it was because he was a fan of Home Alone, the movie.
Yep, that's right.
Or if he just knew that it was even from the movie.
So you knew it was from the movie, but you're not necessarily a big fan.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't remember that it was in the movie until after we picked the song. And then I told a friend that we were covering it. And they said, oh, yeah, Home Alone. I said, wait a second. It's in that movie? Yeah. And so I had to go back and rewatch it. And you know, there it was in that one scene. I don't even remember which scene it was. But I said, oh, yeah. Okay, I have heard this song a bunch before. But I haven't seen Home Alone in, like, years.
Yeah.
So,
well, then you and I have at least one thing in common, Andrew, and that's that we both watched Home Alone for the first time in years this Christmas.
Yeah. Home Alone, they're like, why are the streaming things increased? It's like, what's been this resurgence with it?
It all points back to Project 86.
That's right, with Run, Rudolph, Run.
So, Andrew, band stuff aside, how are you doing? How is the lead up to Christmas? What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, man, I have no idea. What I want for Christmas is to get a Steelers victory over the Ravens, because they're playing the Ravens on Christmas Day.
Okay. All right. So that's what you're going to be doing, is just watching the game?
Yeah, there's a bunch of football on that day, so I'll probably watch a ton of football and eat a lot of that, dude.
Yeah. That sounds good. So, you know what? I don't care that much, but go Steelers!
Yes, you'll go. You'll put your Christmas wish on that
one. I'm hoping that you get what you want for Christmas, man.
I mean, the only other thing I want is just for my family to have a good time, essentially, my kids
and
wife and everybody. So, actually, I can tell everyone here because no one will tell them.
Yeah.
But I'm actually, for the first time in my life, dressing up as Santa Claus.
So I got, that's so cool.
Dude, it didn't happen.
Yes,
you have got to tweet that.
You've got to post pictures of Santa Claus. That's going to be amazing.
I don't think anyone will believe it.
Yeah.
But I got the full-on expensive Santa Claus costume with all every piece or whatever. So I'm actually going to try to pull it off so they don't even know it's me.
Aww.
I mean, obviously the adults will know.
Sure.
Me, the kids may not.
Whoa, dude. I got to tell you what. Whether if it's a text or a call, I got to know how that goes. I
want to
find out how that goes.
That's too cute. That's a great idea.
Oh, man.
And it'll help because you got to go, because we've seen a lot of Santas, and if you don't spring for the expensive suit, like the good one, it's obvious, but I think that'll help you with your costume for it.
Yeah. So my daughter is turning 6 just a few days before Christmas, so she's old enough to probably figure it out. So I've got my work cut out for me. The other the other kiddos in my family are so young, they're not going to know.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
So, like, Andrew, when you act, are you, like, method? You know, like, do you
Like for Santa?
Do you get there? Like, you are Santa, or are you just focusing on performance?
That's a good question.
You might have to feel it out closer to it. Okay, you know? I'll see saying, what happens on Sunday.
You may want
to
practice a little bit. That's all I'm saying. You know, because eat some cookies. Like, really take your time to put Santa on.
Yeah, I got to ease into the role for sure.
Yeah,
I agree.
Well, Andrew, Merry Christmas, and we hope that everything goes well with Santa. And we appreciate you taking some time for us this morning, dude.
All right. Thanks for playing the jams. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks, Columbus, for all the support and love. And we'll see you in 2017.